Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by School Superintendent Cassie Murray in part one of a two-part series, beginning with the importance of state supplemental aid schools. Another thing that we've been talking about here in recent weeks has been school supplemental aid, and this is something that you've kind of taken the reins on and actually had a conversation with District 28 Representative Greg Hartzell recently. Talk about how that conversation went, and talk about the importance of you getting this information out to the community and talking with legislators about the importance of state supplemental aid for schools.
You know, the state supplemental aid is our, you know, how we pay for our education. And it gets really frustrating. You know, the last 6 years we have been considered underfunded. It has not even included the amount of just inflation. Yet we're expected to do more and provide, you know, that world-class education for our students. They want us to expand on the STEM areas, the science, math, engineering, and technology fields. They want us to make sure every student's reading. They want us to provide summer school. They want us to provide tutoring sessions. They, you know, they have so much they want us to do for kids. We want to do that for kids. Yeah, don't get me wrong. We would love to be able to do all of those things to a very high level. But it comes at a cost. And when we get our money from the state and they don't even give us enough to pay the bills, it's really frustrating because we can't provide what we need to provide. And because we've had a 0% and a couple 2% and a 2+2, which actually makes this year's 4 less than 4 because it didn't compound on what we got the year before. So, you know, school finance is kind of confusing and complex, but really, if we got a 6% increase in state supplemental aid this year, it still would have us well below the average United States cost per pupil in every state. And Iowa's better than that. Our congressmen and senators have done a nice job of balancing our budget. The rainy day funds are full. They have money. And they say that education's a priority. And if that were really true, they would be giving us at least the cost of inflation increase in our state supplemental aid, if not more, to try to get the level of funding to a point where we really can be expanding our programming for kids. They want us to do a better job. They want us to provide additional opportunities, but we have to be able to pay for those without cutting other programs and other costs. So I did have a conversation with Representative Hartzell. I've also spoken with Senator Sinclair as well, and really kind of expressed how their decisions in Des Moines do directly impact us here in Knoxville. And they're both great listeners, you know, and they understand where we're coming from. They also, I know, have a lot of other people in their ear about funding for roads and funding for Medicaid and fund, you know, there's a lot of other programs out there that also want the funding. And I understand their desire to make sure that whatever they put in there is very sustainable. At the same time, you know, I kind of push back on them that we have expenses today that need to be funded. We have the money today. You know what? Give it to us today and we'll continue to work in the future when that time comes. And, you know, our children are important. We either pay for education today or we end up needing to put more into our prison system is the true reality and what research tells us. And we would really like them to step up to the plate, do the right thing for our kids and our communities so that we're being proactive on how we spend money in this state. You know, they listened well. We'll see what their votes come across. I was disappointed that the House did go party lines and they're backing the governor's 1.25% because it's not enough money. So we'll see what the Senate can do. And they only have, I think, you know, a few days left to set it. Actually, they're already 19 months behind with setting funding for next year. We will continue to advocate. I highly encourage our community. You know, the more people that speak to our representatives and our senators about the things they're passionate about and what we feel is important, that pressures them to cast the votes that we elected them to do. So I'm hoping lots of other people will also reach out to them and, you know, encourage them to fund our educational system.
Is there any sort of number, any sort of compromise that you think would be a step in the positive direction, better than the 1.25% proposed by Governor Branstad?
You know, realistically, if we had 3.5-4%, that's going to at least get us that rate of inflation. It's not going to help increase us to that average national cost, but it at least doesn't completely make us go backwards. You know, so if we wanted to keep status quo, hitting that 3.5-4% is vital to us. If we have 1.25%, we are going backwards. That's just, you know, the reality of it.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Murr, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.